Reseed's real secret, though, is in the way it handles the incoming data. First, these are pre-crunched by powerful hardware built into the sensors themselves. This step, a form of parallel processing, greatly reduces the time required by the central receiving computer to finish the job. Second, the mathematical technique employed, a species of finite element analysis, divides the volume represented by the incoming data not merely into blocks, as is normal in this approach, but into blocks the faces and edges of which can have different properties. This means a block can straddle, say, the interface between a metal pipe and the rock surrounding it. That considerably reduces the number of blocks needed and further simplifies the calculation. To test their system, Dr. Weiss's team decided to look at an oil field. Most oil fields have only one or two wells per square kilometre, which is hardly challenging. The team, however, chose in Bakersfield, California, which has a dense network of oil-related infrastructure. The square kilometre they picked contains more than 100 wells, many underground storage tanks, and tens of kilometres of steel pipeline. Reseed made short work of this challenge. It produced an accurate map of the area in just 10 minutes. Exactly how Reseed sensors would be put in place in a zone of active conflict remains to be seen. But the system could certainly be useful for other sorts of security. In particular, America has a problem with tunnels under its border with Mexico being used to smuggle drugs and migrants into the country. Reseed would be able to detect existing tunnels and nip new ones in the bud.